Blog Talk Radio.
Working full-time, raising a family, Bluefield College offers an online program designed to fit your lifestyle and budget. A Christ-centered, student-focused education. Classes start May 8th. Learn more at bluefield.edu.
Good evening, Prophetess Nina. Good evening, Prophetess Nina. Hello, Prophetess. Nina, are you there? Amen. Well, praise God. Welcome to the Empowerment Place. This is your host, Prophetess Valerie Burrell. We are grateful and thankful to God for another opportunity to come and share an empowering message. Amen. We apologize. We're a few minutes late getting on the line, but we thank God we're here, and Prophetess Nina is here with us. Good evening, Prophetess Nina.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am wonderful. Amen. Amen. So glad that you're here with us on tonight. We're excited to hear what the Lord is going to share and just ready to dialogue and dig right into understanding the need to wake up so that we can be whole. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So what is the Holy Spirit laid upon your heart? What is he speaking to you that gave you this on today?
I guess it was a couple of things. But I guess when it really hit me was in church service today, we had a prayer and devotion time, and the elder that was praying this morning, one of the first things that she said to everybody, because, you know, typically when you go to pray, everybody, you know, head down, eyes closed. But she told us to look up and open up our eyes and to look around to see those that weren't there, those that were there, those that had called out names that were requesting special prayer. And it was just that sign. It was just to me at that moment, we really need to wake up and just to be cognizant of what is going on around us. And Proverbs chapter 6, verse 9, how long will you lie there, O sluggard? When will you arise from your sleep? And I know, Pastor Val, I shared a story with you some time ago that I'd gone to a Bible study, and a member of the Bible study shared this story with me that someone that he was familiar with had told him she had gone to a church to serve as an usher. And, of course, the usher is there to greet and meet people as they're coming in, to welcome them, just to welcome them into the service and welcome in the spirit sometimes based on the discernment of that usher. But this particular member, she went about, did what she was supposed to do, and as it neared time for preaching, most ushers at that time, they kind of sit on the back row, but are attentive to those that may need a fan or may need something during the service. But in this particular instance, this usher, she took her seat and she went to sleep. Can't necessarily say she was bored or maybe she was just real tired from the night before, but she fell asleep. Now, she was sitting on a back pew and sitting towards the end of it, and she said that she felt something bump into her leg, and that woke her up. She shared with the elder that what she saw was people running up and down the aisle, jumping, shouting, and this for her was unusual. It was strange. She had not seen anything like this before. She sort of felt that they were putting on an act. And she said to this member, I don't know what they were doing. I ain't never seen nothing like that. And it hit me then also, she was asleep. So if you are asleep, you're not going to see the goodness of the Lord. If you are asleep, your eyes are closed. You don't have any worries. You don't have any concerns. You don't have any accountability for what's going on around you. So it's nothing really that you can speak on. And so it just came to me, how many of us are sitting with our eyes closed and not really experiencing the goodness of God? And as I was reading more, sleepwalking hit me. And, you know, sleepwalking is that act where you're moving around and performing tasks with your eyes open, but you're not really cognizant of what you're doing, and you can't necessarily interact with those people that see you that maybe try to stop you. And so it was just that moment that it was just like, we really just need to wake up. We really need to wake up. We need to open our eyes to see what is surrounding us and who is surrounding us. What in your environment is pouring into you? You know, who do you have? Who is in your circle that is impacting your life? And is that impact something that's going to help you move forward? Or is that impact something that's keeping you in the pit from really relishing in what God has in store for you? We need to open up our ears so we can hear what the Lord is speaking. You know, if the Lord says move, we need to move. If the Lord says stay still, we need to stay still. John 8:47, whoever is of God hears the words of God. The reason why you do not hear them is that you are not of God. So I ask the listeners of the Empowerment Place, you know, are we really hearing God? Are we hearing what it is that God wants us to do? Even Jeremiah 33:3, call to me and I will answer you, and I will tell you great and hidden things that you have not known. There is so much out there that we can do, that we can be a part of, if we simply open our eyes and open our ears. But lastly to that, we really need to open our hearts. You know, when we look at the world, you have the arguing, the finger pointing. There's so much dysfunction in the way the world is operating today. But the one constant thing in the world that we have is God's love. You know, in spite of all that we've done, all that we've said, all that we've heard, and even all that we've thought, He is still our salvation. You know, Proverbs 23:6, my son, give me your heart and let your eyes delight my ways. And if we open our eyes, if we open our ears, and if we open our heart to what God has for us, then that would just make life so much easier. You know, daily thanking the Lord for His grace and His mercy, for His love for us, and then our love for one another. We just need to wake up and just take that rightful place that we have in the world, and just know that He is going to be there with us and for us as we go through this path, as we travel this path and go through this journey. But it was just, you know, just need to wake up.
Amen. I so can relate to that. Just the thing of waking up, because you talked about sleepwalking, and people are sleepwalking generally, by definition, have their eyes closed and moving about, doing a lot of things normally without bumping into the wall and tripping over shoes or whatever the case may be. They're pre-programmed to just function in a sleep state. But what concerns me spiritually is that there are so many that are walking around with their eyes open and spiritually asleep. Their eyes are open and they go about moving about doing according to what they think is best, not considering God's will, God's plan, and his original intent for their lives, but they're going about living as though the world that we dwell in is Burger King all day long, that I can have it my way, I can do as I please, I can treat people any kind of way. But the word tells us to touch not my anointed, do my prophet no harm. And not just, and I'm using that not to specifically speak to the prophet, but when you understand that you are God, you're God's sons and daughters, and he has placed you in the earth with an original intent, with a purpose, with a plan, according to his will for your life, but yet you move about aimlessly with your eyes wide open, but your spirit man asleep, and you're not able to discern even the movement of God. As much as when that story was told, the woman was physically asleep, what's so sad is that she was also spiritually asleep. So even when her eyes opened up, her spirit was not able to bear witness to what was taking place. And in the midst of, come on now, everybody talk about, oh, the Holy Ghost was in here, because they don't understand that the Holy Ghost is not a wind, is not a bird. It is a person that dwells on the inside of us. And so when you don't believe, when you've not received, and you've got the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, then you're constantly in a sleep state.
Yes.
And so as much as it is for those who are asleep in the physical to wake up and become accountable to your life, wake up and become aware of what's taking on in your life so that you're able to make the necessary decisions to go forward, we've also got to wake up spiritually.
Amen.
We got to wake up spiritually. And when I look back, when I look back over my own life, and how the Holy Spirit navigated things for me, because I was very intense in my plan. I knew what I wanted. I thought I knew what I wanted. Let me put it that way. I thought I knew what I wanted, and I thought I knew what I had to do to get it. And I found out that I was wrong. I really didn't know what I wanted. I wanted according to what other people said I should have. I went about doing according to what man said I should do. But then I came to realization that I had to do the things that were pleasing unto God. I had to acknowledge him in all my ways and allow him to direct my path. Otherwise, I find myself still sleeping, spiritually,
amen,
and moving about like a church robot.
Yep. Just moving and doing only what they see you should do and not doing anything different. But it's that different, you know, it's just that mold that so many of us feel that we need to fit in. But as Christians, as children of God, he created our mold, and our mold doesn't look like anyone else's. So we don't have to be limited to just worshiping the way that someone else worships. And I think as we spiritually awake to that understanding, then we will be in a better position as we move forward. We'll be more willing to accept what makes us different is also what makes you unique. And if we get to that point where we can start accepting and relishing in our uniqueness to move forward to complete his desire for our lives, you know, then we'll be walking, you know, spiritually awake and physically awake on this earth.
And in saying that, prophetess, the truth of the matter is,
Until we are aware, until we are awake and aware, we can't even participate in his plan for our lives, because we're not even aware of what he's saying. We are not engaging the Holy Spirit that dwells within. We have no clue, and we call ourselves moving forward, but the truth is we're moving forward in our own plan. We're moving forward in our own plan.
And so often, too, you think you're moving forward, but really you ain't going nowhere. You're spinning your wheels, but because in your mindset you're moving forward, then you're thinking progress is being made. But when you actually evaluate the situation, it's like, well, dang, I thought I had done this or I thought I had done that. But in all actuality, you're still in the same spot. But that's the flesh mentality of thinking that you're going somewhere when it's spiritually that we need to be moving forward.
Amen. That's why the word tells us that we need to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. When we are spinning wheels, but yet we think we're moving forward according to what society says look like success. Society says you got your degree, that's success. You got a mortgage, that's success. You got a husband and you got 2.3 children and a dog and a pool in the backyard, that's success. And so you go at money in the bank and, you know, you ain't lacking nothing. You think you got it going on because you're gaining all these tangible things, and these tangible things measure my success in the kingdom. But we're here to tell you tonight, that stuff, that tangible stuff, you ain't taking that stuff nowhere.
Mm-mm.
And if you ain't done your papers right, ain't nobody going to get it when you go. I'm just saying. You don't do your papers, ain't nobody going to get nothing. Everybody be looking dumb in the face. Anyway, that's y'all pray for me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Pray for me. But until we really wake up spiritually, when I joined the church as a child, because as a child, the requirement was just to join the church. They never mentioned give your life to Christ. They just said give the preacher your hand, join the church, and be baptized. I did that at an early age. I did that in such a way that when I joined the church at an early age, my mother was compelled to rededicate her life. I don't know what that meant then, but I remember her going up to the preacher too. I remember that. But at that time as a child, I didn't understand the requirement for the relationship that was needed to please God. I only knew that now that I had joined church, I got to take communion, and that was a special thing because we was big. We got baptized, and we could take communion when they passed it around. We were special, and we got to sing, and we got to be terrorized by being an usher, a junior usher. And, you know, these are the things that we knew as a child. They actually groomed us to be spiritually asleep in the church. They groomed us not to have a relationship with God, but to do as we were assigned by man. They groomed us. You come to a place and space in life. Well, then I can't blame them. Now I have to take some accountability because I can read for myself. And the word says study to show yourself approved, not depend on them to give you truth, not depend on them to steer you in the path of righteousness, but to be accountable. And so by the time I'm accountable and I'm understanding what this means, how about this? I'm grown with 3 children, married. And I'm saying, you know what, God, I got to do this all over again because what I did then, I did all wrong. I've been in the church for years, serving, singing, doing everything, and living in the world like it was no tomorrow. I was doing both because I hadn't taken the time. I didn't understand the precious relationship that I could benefit from by yielding my will to the Father. I was straddling the fence and hoping that I didn't lean too far on the wrong side. But, oh, and that's another thing. I had a dream. I don't know why this brought this back to me. I had a dream back when I was in my mid-30s, I'm sure. But in this dream, I left out of the church. Church I grew up in as a child. And I missed my ride, so I had to walk. But on the path that I walked to, it was unfamiliar. But there were all these fire trucks. And there was all these different churches, and all the churches were on fire. And the fire truck couldn't put none of them out. And I was like, whoa, come on. The churches are on fire. Everybody's being consumed. And they was laughing like, oh, we can't put that fire out. All of them going. And they were just being consumed, and they were going to hell. Just the earth was eating them right up. And that thing shook me, and I was like, wait a minute. That was another thing where God was like, okay, it's time for you to wake up because you've been walking around spiritually asleep. You've been walking around living your life as though you can do anything, say anything, act any kind of way, mess up anybody's family. It don't matter to you because you're doing your own thing. But God was like, no. It's time for you to wake up, and you want to decree and declare that you're whole. You want to decree and declare the blessings of the Lord are going to be added to you. I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. But yet I'm living like God don't even exist. What his son Jesus did on my behalf did not even matter. And would not even acknowledge that there was a Holy Spirit, because we ain't talk about that then. I had no evidence of that relationship in his indwelling. But I'm thankful to God for the day that I woke up.
Yeah.
That I woke up. I woke up from that dream. I woke up out of that I was in a drunken stupor and wasn't even drunk because I can't drink. But I was so lost, so misguided. Walking around with my eyes wide open, yet I was asleep.
Yeah.
Sleep to that which the Lord was speaking. Sleep to that which the Holy Spirit was revealing. Sleep to the fact that Jesus paid an ultimate price that I might have life and I have it more abundantly. That I'm healed, that I'm made whole. All these things he did for me. He sacrificed his life for us on Calvary's cross so that we could be awake and aware and participating in God's plan for our lives.
Yeah.
But I was asleep, y'all. I was asleep. I was asleep for a long time. I was asleep.
You're
was
not alone.
Like that lady who, I was probably like that lady. I wasn't an usher on the back row, but I can remember times that I went to churches with others, and they went to Pentecostal churches and holiness churches, and folks were speaking in tongues and running up and down and shaking and farther out. And I was like, look at that foolishness. Look at that foolishness. Mm-hmm. Can we go? I'm ready to go. Because I was asleep. Yeah, I was one of those who said, oh, it don't take all that. Oh, they doing the most. It don't even take that. I was asleep, y'all. I was asleep. But one day, I heard him clearly say, Valerie, okay, enough. It's time for you to wake up. It's time for you to stop playing. It's time for you to become who it is that I say you're to be. It's time for you to put those whole things behind you and press. Press towards the things that are ahead of you. It's time. No more dwelling on the former things. No more dwelling on the former things. What I went through, what I put myself through, I have to believe that there was some intent with all of it to teach me to appreciate that which I have now.
to help us understand and be empathetic when we see others who are in a sleeping state, others that need to be shook, not by us physically, but that the Holy Spirit would just shake them, wake them up. Yo, hey, wait a minute. I need you to become awake and I need you to become aware, because God desires to do something in your life. The Holy Spirit is tugging on you. It's time. It's time for you to wake up. It's time for you to wake up. It's time. Amen. Amen. Boy, Prophet,
Amen.
I just went on it.
No. But the one thing that, you had said, sometimes, you know, when you are in a Pentecostal, the Holy Ghost church, and you do, and sometimes you say, you know, they doing too much. And sometimes they are. And I guess, too, that's just part of the discerning spirit of being able to see what is real and what is not. You know, because I've been in those churches where you can literally see some that are full, but then you see some that give you the side eye going, oh, are they watching me? If so, let me dance a little bit more. So sometimes, sometimes I'm just saying, sometimes, you know, it's not necessarily that the whole is doing too much, but you will have some that are doing that too much just so they can fit in again with everyone else. They don't have that anointing that someone else does, but because they desire to have it so badly, they feel the need to mimic what they see being done. So,
and it's not even that they don't have the anointing, but a lot of times, if you don't know my story, then you can't understand my praise. And so when you're not going through with the person standing beside you, sitting beside you, 12 rows in front and 6 rows behind, if you don't know their story, then certainly you can't understand their praise. But I have to believe that that one that is praising him with a pure heart woke up. They realized one day that I can't live my life the way that I've been living it. I can't do and act the way that I have and expect God to bless my mess. He is not in the business of blessing our mess. And what he requires is that we have a relationship with the Father, that we have a relationship with his Son, and that we have a relationship with the Holy Ghost, such that we can be stirred, such that we can be directed, so that we can fulfill our purpose in the earth, that we can be his ambassadors and his sons and daughters that will do him well in the earth, giving him glory, honor, and praise in all things.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for every listener tonight. We thank you for Prophetess Nina and the word that you brought forth, oh God. We thank you for these seeds that are being planted in good ground. We decree and declare it so that they will bring, oh God, a harvest that will glorify you in the earth. We thank you for it, Father, and we count it done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you, and good night.